We have coal, we have
corn.
Yeah, and if he goes, he say he has a
cough.
All right, and if a person can't hear,
he's dead.
All right, and the person's out working in the hot sun all day, you say you might
push back.
All right, and if you get a sore on your hand that has a boil in it,
and you say it's infected,
you might call that sore a
Yes, I have. I've never had a boil, but I've heard that.
Well, what do you call that stuff inside a boil?
Oh, pus.
Okay. And if a person is shot with a rifle, he might suffer a bullet
wound.
Yeah. And if the wound didn't heal right, he might have flesh around the sides that kind of stood up. You know what that would be called?
That would be a swelling.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called proud flesh?
Yes. I just heard that term.
What's that?
I don't know. I've heard it, but I don't know.
If a person was alive and then suddenly the next day he wasn't, you'd say he...
Did you say he had died?
Yeah. And if you didn't know the reason, you might say, I don't know what he died.
Oh.
All right, and the place where a person's buried was a
cemetery.
And the container is the body place, isn't
it? The casket.
And if a person, and then they have the kind of the ceremony they have, it's called a...
You say a ceremony?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the funeral?
Yeah, and the family wears black. You say the family was in...
mourning.
Okay, and the... if you have pains in the joints, you know, and you might say you suffer from
arthritis.
And a disease that causes the yellowing of the eyes is called, this isn't necessarily the disease, but it's a symptom, yellow
jaundice.
Yeah, and a disease that was a terrible epidemic of this, and it was striking the throat and almost strangled children and adults too, I think. I don't know if it's D-I-T. Remember that?
Would it be diphtheria?
Yeah, right. And then you got pain down the side, you might begin having an attack of
pain in the side.
Anyway, your appendix side.
Oh, yeah. Appendicitis.
All right, and if a person can't keep food down, you might...
You mean if it came up,
yeah,
he'd vomit.
All right, any crude terms for that would be great.
Throw up.
All right, and then a person who is that way would say he is what? He is sick?
I'd say his stomach is upset.
Yeah. But if you're going to say sick, he was sick what? His stomach. And you'd say sick at, on, to, or which of those sound more comfortable? He is sick.
Sick at, I guess.
Okay. And a young man seeing a lot of a girl, you might say he's doing what? He is her.
Courting.
Sure. And if they were going to be married, but she changed her mind, you might say she...
guilted.
Okay, but if she didn't, they went ahead and got
married.
All right, and a noisy celebration after the wedding called okay, and a person goes to school in order to get a good
education.
And if a boy didn't go to class, you might say he.